Alonzo Bowden, I want to welcome you to episode 363 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I want to give a big thanks to my podcast sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's easy and affordable online therapy. Get this, 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. That's BetterHelp.com/Alonzo for 10% off. So, as we all know, this week was the 4th of July, and unfortunately, sadly, tragically, the 4th of July this year was marked by a mass shooting at Highland Park in Illinois, just north of Chicago. 7 people dead, dozens more injured. And here's the thing with this one. They didn't even stop for thoughts and prayers before they got into excuses that the shooter had mental health issues and was on antidepressants or whatever. It's all a lot of talk. This guy was, the family reported that he had threatened to kill everybody in the family. He had a bunch of knives and swords that the police confiscated. He had the typical violent, horrific social media posts, and he was legally able to go buy a gun, and he climbed up on this fire escape and started shooting people during the 4th of July parade, and here we go again. The phrase, there are no words, becomes cliche. Everything becomes cliche because these mass shootings are cliche. There were other people shot 4th of July weekend and so on. But this one, listen, this is a rich white neighborhood, suburb of Chicago. I have a friend who lives there. Fortunately, he wasn't out when this happened. Him and his family are fine. But you know what? A lot of people aren't fine. A lot of people are not fine. And once again, the Republican Party, owned by the gun lobby, the gun industry, goes right to the garbage. Marjorie Taylor Greene starts talking about it's drug abuse, mental illness, antidepressants. She posted some Photoshop picture of the shooter in jail or whatever, some other bullshit. You know what? An 8-year-old kid, his spine was severed by a bullet. And obviously, he's paralyzed for the rest of his life. So, how about fuck you, Marjorie Taylor Greene? How about you study the mental illness that you have that makes you such an inhumane piece of garbage human being that you're getting out here campaigning on this, trying to stir up the base and get the money, and 7 people dead, an 8-year-old kid. And by the way, Marjorie, what could be more fucking American than going to a 4th of July parade? All right. This 8-year-old kid went to a 4th of July parade and his spine was severed by a bullet from a mass shooter. And you don't fucking understand. You don't have the humanity in you to understand how horrific that is and how insane it is that we as a nation accept that as normal, as the price of doing business. 8-year-old kid shot in the back, spine severed, paralyzed for life. Oh, well, you know, shit happens. What are you going to do? You know what you're going to do? Ban the assault rifles. Ban these high-powered rifles. Ban these guns that are designed only to kill people. Okay? Have some sort. Now, listen, we have, you know, and this isn't paranoia or conspiracy theory or anything. It's business. It's business. We have credit records. Everybody has a credit record. And you better believe everything you've ever spent, bought, paid or didn't pay is on that credit record, right? So they can keep records. And I'm not talking about the paranoia and the government following you and all that dumb shit, because let me tell you something, you're not that important. The government ain't wasting extra energy following you. But how do you go buy a gun and it doesn't come up you were arrested for having a bunch of knives and swords and threatening to kill your family? Like that record should be there. Okay, that record should be there. I bet if you go to buy a gun, and I don't know, I bought guns, but I never financed a gun. But I'm betting if you were to finance a gun, they would check your credit report. I bet they could find your credit history. How come they can't find your arrest record? How come they can't find your mental health issue history? I guarantee you, if you go buy, some guns are very expensive. There are guns that cost thousands of dollars. And if you go and try to charge a gun, or maybe the gun store has financing, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they did. It's business. It's okay if they do. But if the gun store has financing, I'm pretty sure they're going to check your credit record. Yet they don't have a record of this guy. Listen, it wasn't a big jump that this guy was going to be a mass killer. Okay, that wasn't a big jump. Oh, by the way, yeah, he was pictured at Trump rallies because, of course, and of course he watches Fox News, and of course he's suffering from the mass hysteria, ignorance that they create and sponsor and love. Of course he is. But an 8-year-old kid, and listen, dozens more shot, but that one hit me. That one hit me when I read that story. 8-year-old kid shot in the back, spine severed, paralyzed for life. Think about, I just turned 60. When I was 8 years old, I was playing Little League. I wasn't even fucked up yet. Think about it being 8 years old and you're never going to walk. You're never going to walk. That's our country. That's the 4th of July. And Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these Republicans, or some Republican gubernatorial candidate that said, okay, let's get over it and start celebrating again on the 4th of July on the same day. And, you know, Tucker Carlson goes with his excuse broadcast. And all. That's who these people are. That's who these people are. God bless us, I guess. I don't know. Just like we said with Uvalde, just like we said with Buffalo, this ain't the last one. We all know it. Every one of you listening to me right now knows it. This ain't the last one. This is just another one, because we, as a nation, are insane. When you want to talk about mental illness, obviously Marjorie Taylor Greene has some sort of mental illness, the same sort of thing that Trump has, with zero empathy. You can't feel for other people, and whatever the hell that is. But we as a nation have a mental illness. Once we accept this as normal, we verify our mental illness as a nation. So there's that. Let's talk about gas prices a little bit, since we're on the topic of the Republicans who are just, you know, blaming it. You've seen the stickers on the gas pumps, the Joe Biden stickers. I did this. They think that's very cute and very funny. And this is where the Democrats are screwing up, because everybody should know this. Make no mistake. Why are your gas prices so high? Because the Republican Party is owned by big oil and they want to keep your gas prices that high. Okay. There was something in Congress, the Consumer Fuel Price Gouging Act, trying to stop this, trying to force the oil companies to produce more oil. Now, of course, Mitch McConnell accuses Biden of waging a holy war against American fossil fuels. Who knows what that means? And on and on. But here's the truth, okay? Yeah, I know it's very inconvenient, the truth. This is about big oil profiteering. Okay. Yeah, Biden hasn't been aggressive enough and so on. He talked to the oil company execs. He was far too nice of them. Here's the truth. The oil companies are posting record profits, okay? The Consumer Fuel Price Gouging Prevention Act, which passed by the House, stopped in the Senate. This was to stop them from this profiteering that they're doing. No Republicans voted for this act. Not one. All the yes votes on the Consumer Fuel Price Gouging Prevention Act, a law just to prevent price gouging right now, not one Republican voted for this act, okay? And they talk about, you know, it's the administration, it's energy prices, it's inflation, it's blah, blah, blah. Okay, how about we go to the oil companies? Why are gas prices so high? 59% of oil company executives said investor pressure to maintain capital discipline. Let me say that again. Investor pressure to maintain capital discipline. Do you know what that means? That means the investors want to keep the price high so that capital continues to grow. They keep making money. 59% of oil company executives said, why are gas prices high? Because we're making a fortune and we want to keep making a fortune. Did it have anything to do with government regulations? Yeah, 6% of the executives said it was government regulations. 6% of them said it was Biden. 59% of them said it's price gouging. 11% said it was environmental and social government issues. 59% it was about making money. 15% said international turbulence. 59% said it was about making money. So make no mistake, your gas costs $4, $5, $6, $7 a gallon, depending on where you are in the country, because oil companies are making record profits and they want to keep making record profits. And how do they do that? By paying members of the Republican Party. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Come on, Democrats, get the truth out there. Now, a word from my sponsor, BetterHelp. Listen, if you had a car, imagine if you had one car that had to last you your entire life. I know for me that's ridiculous, but it could happen. If you had a car that had to last your entire life, you would take care of it, wouldn't you? Well, that's your brain. Your brain has to last your entire life, okay? You have to care for your mind. Listen, mental health is a real thing. I joke about it with Marjorie Taylor Greene, but this is real. Take care of your mind, okay? Support a healthy brain. Listen, I believe in it. I'm a believer in therapy. I've been in therapy in various points in my life. There's a lot of issues going on. Might be work-related, might be relationship-related, might be stress, might be you can't sleep. Whatever it is, it's okay to talk to somebody. I have found the most powerful thing in recovery is finding out you're not the only one. That's my belief, okay? BetterHelp.com can help you. It's online therapy. They offer video, phone, and live chat therapy sessions. Okay, it's cheaper, much more affordable than in-person therapy. They can match you with a therapist in under 48 hours. And listening to this podcast will get you 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. That's BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. 10% off your first month. Brittany Griner, the WNBA star who's being held in Russia for having the tiniest amount of hash oil or cannabis oil in her vapor and luggage, pleaded guilty. And she pleaded guilty because it was part of it's the only hope of getting out, right? I mean, listen, she wrote a letter to Joe Biden. Her wife spoke to Joe Biden. Biden says they're trying to get her out. The government's working on it. But one of the things they said would definitely have to be done is she would have to plead guilty. So she did. We're talking a minuscule, minuscule amount, some kind of residue. It could be 10 years in a Russian prison camp. That would be the maximum sentence. They're trying to work a deal. I hope they get her out. This is horrible. But for Russia, this is it's propaganda and it's leverage. She's being used in an international leverage deal. So God bless you and good luck to Brittany Griner, and bless your loved ones and all of that. Let's see how this plays out. Right now it's entirely up to Russia. You know, this is one of those things, it's almost like a movie where the diplomats figure out how to trade prisoners, and hopefully that will get her out. Okay. Did you see the Tiara Mack video? Tiara Mack's a congresswoman in Rhode Island, a black woman, black queer woman. I don't know if that makes a difference, but it's part of her identification, so I'm going to say it. And she did a TikTok video where she was twerking while standing on her head in a bikini, which to me takes some talent and athleticism. And of course, you know, the internet went crazy, and they like their comments, you know, never say that women are disrespected again, and you're an embarrassment to black women. Suddenly, these white women politicians care about black women, and you've disgraced any black women running for office. And Tucker Carlson said she's the future of the Democratic Party, and blah, blah, blah. A lot of white people involved in this outrage over her twerking video. Okay. She said, you know, the media covers this. They don't cover her sports championship. They don't cover the fact she has an Ivy League degree, that she got bills passed. They're not going to cover that, because Tiara Mack, that's not a story. You twerking in a bikini is a story. Okay, you're a congressperson, you're a politician. So this becomes a story. Now, she said, and I love this, she said she's going to be joyful, free, and unbothered. Listen, this was about publicity, and it worked. She's getting publicity. People are talking about her. People are learning her name and who she is. That's how it works, okay? Is it good or bad? Well, before you decide that this is obscene and they yell, "What about the children? Oh, what about the children?" Ted Cruz did a video where he was cooking bacon on the hot barrel of a machine gun that he was firing in Texas. You know, the kind of gun you use to kill kids at a mass shooting, the kind of gun you use to kill people at a 4th of July parade, the kind of gun you use to paralyze an 8-year-old kid. Yeah, that they thought it was cute to cook bacon on the hot barrel of that gun. And you call this woman obscene for twerking? Let me tell you something. I'll take the twerk, okay? The world has said this over and over, that the United States, one of our many hypocrisies, is what we consider obscenity. A boob is obscene. A mass murder? Well, just, you know, you gotta keep the schools open. There's gonna be something. Yeah, that's where our obscenity lies. That's where our obscenity lies. It is obscene for this woman to twerk on the beach in a bikini. She wasn't naked. She wasn't topless. She was wearing a bikini. It's the kind of thing you see in ads all the time, music videos, whatever. That's what she was doing. Terribly obscene. She's a congresswoman. How dare she? Ted Cruz, a senator who at the time was running for president, fires a machine gun, an assault weapon, the kind of weapon used in numerous mass murders, and cooks bacon on the barrel. That's not obscene. That American. Finally, stupid don't get tired. I tell you over and over, I name my comedy tour this. I tell you coming and going, stupid don't get tired. They're like, "Alonzo, stupid must get tired now and then." Nope. Stupid don't get tired. Another brilliant white supremacist, David Santa Riddell. They call him Santa because he's got a long white beard and a big belly. Well, he's also got some jail time in front of him. Of course, he's a proud boy, and he's the leader of the 1776 restoration movement. Well, what is that? Well, they used to call themselves the People's Convoy, but nobody listened, so they added this 1776 nonsense. They're a right-wing, anti-COVID mandate group of truckers. That's right. They're against the COVID mandates. You remember the COVID mandates back when we had them. We don't have them anymore. There's no mandate for your masks and everything that they're fighting against. Yeah, yeah. How about getting arrested for blocking traffic for a protest against something that doesn't exist? Stupid don't get tired, people. Just ask Santa. Santa was placed under arrest because he had an arrest warrant already issued. As soon as he came back, the warrant was issued in Maryland. As soon as he came back to D.C., took his truck to the park to block traffic. He was arrested. His truck was impounded. And on and on and on. Yeah, they blocked traffic in three lanes on the 4th of July and blah, blah, blah. Way to go, Santa. You're a genius out there protesting against rules that don't exist. I love it. Speaking of trucker protests, I am headed to my favorite thing in comedy. Next week, I will be at Just for Laughs in Montreal. I'm going to be up there for a little over 2 weeks. I'm hosting the cultural show. Used to be called the ethnic show, but I believe it decided to change its pronoun. It's going to be phenomenal. It always is. I'm going to record a podcast from the festival. So I'll be coming to you live from up there in a couple of weeks. And that stuff is all good. I say it over and over. Angela, it's a shout out to you. Be good to yourself. Okay? Be good to yourself. Try to keep laughing. Look for the humor. Let's not give up. Okay, let's just not give up. I know it's tough sometimes, but when it gets tough and things that life is getting to you, just remember, you're not Santa, and you didn't drive your truck into a park to protest rules that don't exist and end up in jail with no truck. Good for you. Who's paying attention? You are, and I appreciate it. JR's Comedy Club in Valencia, California this Saturday night. And next week, Just for Laughs in Montreal. Thank you.